in the first Browns offensive lineman since Gene Hickerson to go to three straight Pro Bowls. That's pretty amazing.
Well, obviously, I'm very proud of being able to make three straight Pro Bowls, and hearing a guy like Gene Hickerson's name being mentioned with me being the only Brown to do that, I just can't say how proud I am and, you know, how excited I am about having this great honor.
You know, Joe, when you were drafted, you talked about you wanted to be like Walter Jones out there in Seattle. I mean, that was pretty high marks to shoot for. But do you think you really are in that class now?
Well, I don't think I'm there yet. I think I still have a lot of upside. I think I still have potential. I'm always working every week to get better. I still think I got a long way to go before I'm satisfied as a player. I'm certainly on the right path, and I feel like I've done some good things in my first 3 years, and I just can't wait to see what I can do going forward from here.
Joe, has this been your best year?
I feel it has. I feel I've really improved a lot this season. I think I've played consistently at a high level. Can't remember any bad games. I feel like I've done almost everything I can, to help my team. And that's always how I measure myself is, am I doing everything I possibly can to help my team win? And there's obviously room for improvement. There's always going to be room for improvement, and that's, I'm always striving for perfection. But I do feel like this has been my best season so far.
It's also been a who's who of the top pass rushers in the league, hasn't it?
It is amazing. It feels like that every year, but especially this year, starting out with Jared Allen. And obviously we play in a conference that's got the defending defensive player of the year in James Harrison, and he's always a great challenge. And you go against Terrell Suggs twice a year, and then all of a sudden Antoine Odom came out this year and was playing outstanding before he got injured. So I mean, there's nowhere to hide in the AFC North and
Doomerville. I mean,
Yeah.
Joe, what does it say? I mean, a lot of good players from teams not doing well don't get recognized, but this is three in a row for you. Does that mean even more to you?
Well, that means a lot more to me, and I think I'd had this conversation with somebody a few weeks back that a lot of times offensive linemen get votes for the Pro Bowl based upon how well the running back's doing or how well the quarterback's doing or, team wins because we don't really have stats. So to be able to make it on a team that, doesn't have a winning record and is towards the bottom of the league and wins means a lot more, and I feel like that's even more respect from opponents in the NFL.
Hey, what do you think about going to Miami instead of Hawaii?
Well, it'll definitely be a new experience. My 2 years in Hawaii was unbelievable. Those are the memories you'll never forget, and it was a beautiful place for the Pro Bowl. I was sad to hear that it wasn't going to be in Hawaii again this year, but until I go down to Miami, it'll be tough to say which spot I'll love more because Miami obviously is a great place. I've never been there, I've heard. I know a lot of people choose that as their off-season home, and I'm looking forward to a fun week.
You guys have anything else for Joe?
Hey, Joe, just one comment about Josh making it. I guess really no surprise, huh?
Yeah, no surprise Josh makes it. I mean, he's been the difference maker in every single one of our wins this year. He's a guy that can change a game in only one play, and he's been doing that consistently this year. He's such a special player and far and away the best kick returner in the NFL and maybe of all time.